broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along on this freedom-loving, faith-filled, fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time for Friday. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is the broadcast for July 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. And this is our two. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers, using the supreme law, the Constitution of the United States of America, as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers, brilliant. And one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips today. You know we reject revolution, and we stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Without further ado, Dr. Scott Bradley's with me. His incredible collegiate series, To Preserve the Nation, all available at his incredible website. And ladies and gentlemen, understand that at the website, he's got a lot of information. It's not just his collegiate series to preserve the nation. It's not just his weekly webinars. It's details from the chapters of his books and a whole lot more. All right. It's all available at freedomsrisingsun.com. And you can sign up and be part of those weekly webinars. Q&A's on the Constitution, takes topics of the day and answers questions from the reference point or framework of the founders' understanding, the debates that took place, the historical context, the whole bit. It's all available at freedomsrisingsun.com. Dr. Bradley, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I might just mention that, YouTube basically expunged our existence from the universe, and we've been using BitChute to post a lot of those answers that we give on our Q&A, and the BitChute's a little less user-friendly in being able to get those things embedded into our website. So on my BitChute channel, until we resolve that problem, you can go to get, there's probably a couple hundred videos there now instead of the 1,500 that YouTube expunged. But a couple hundred videos that explain and discuss a lot of current events, and that is Freedom's Call. It's Scott Bradley. It's my BitChute channel, Freedom's Call. And every Thursday night we do a Q&A. Anybody in the world can get on. It's just that you have to sign up for it on my website, Freedom's Rising Sun, and then you get an invitation to come on. And it's an interactive kind of thing. Questions are submitted, and I give, as you mentioned, a Founding Fathers historical perspective kind of answer, generally on current events. That's usually what people are looking for, is something about, hey, what about, that's going on right now, whether it's the COVID that our president has got after being double vaxxed and double boosted, and how he's using packs.
We're going to get into that, sir. That's next on the list, by the way.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway.
Dr. Bradley has incredible, compelling content available at freedomsrisingsun.com. Now, quickly, yesterday, by the way, we had on Eldon Stahl with us, coordinator with the John Birch Society, the New American Magazine. We also had guests Brian Rust and Kelly Finnegan. And we talked about the Department of Homeland Security creates new fusion centers taking control of local police. That's a New American article by Joel Wolverton. That was back in 2013 that he had that article come out. But now we find out that these fusion centers are state-owned and operated. They're in major urban areas, and therefore the receipt, analysis, gathering, and sharing of, listen, threat-related information between literally everybody and their dog, including private entities. What happens, ladies and gentlemen, when fusion centers become weaponized? I want to get that discussion in front of Dr. Bradley, too, in a couple of minutes here. Those are the topics we're going to talk about. What happened to Biden? We're going to talk more about these fusion centers. These are serious, serious issues before us, ladies and gentlemen, that we really want to discuss. What happens when fusion centers become weaponized by government? We'll get into that. But these fusion centers have become a dangerous surveillance partnership. 10th Amendment Center writing that one. We also talked about the Honest Money Report. We talked about Biden's Federal Reserve has created an economic disaster. Inflation literally is above 18%. Yeah, they did it by no longer measuring the constant basket of goods and services, but rather using a concept called substitution. Yeah, it's thrown off the real inflation rate for about 40 years, folks, because people don't understand. Look, when they put substitution, let's just say that we talk about steak. Hey, what does steak cost? When steak goes up and we say, well, people will normally then substitute chicken for steak. Well, that's not an honest reality check, folks, because steak may be harder to get, may go, okay. You cannot just substitute like that and play games. So the real inflation rate, folks, is above 18% right now. Did you know that? And they're talking about a universal basic income to try to deal with all this stuff. It's just disaster on steroids. And now Biden is unconstitutionally bypassing Congress relating climate emergency. We'll get into that with Dr. Bradley, too. I just don't know if we have time for all this. But we're going to dig really right in on this. This is serious, serious stuff we're talking about, folks. Yesterday, we also discussed Executive Order 6102. It was April 5th, 1933, literally outlawing gold, folks. Franklin D. Roosevelt. Shame on him. Supposedly, he had authority for this, but he didn't. It was abusive. It was unconstitutional. That was hour one. Hour two, Sam and Eldon continued, and we talked about the larger-than-expected Republicans. The GOP vote in the House to codify same-sex marriage, ladies and gentlemen. They try to claim that it's marriage equality, creating a narrow path to possibly stop the courts from jettisoning same-sex marriage. Folks, there's no such thing as equality here. That's a lie. You got to go back to what is the definition of marriage, right? We're talking about legal, quote, versus biblical and moral, right? You cannot define marriage without procreation being part of it, the continuing of the human race. All right. Anyway, the bottom line is Democrats finally come clean and name their number one enemy. That is biblical Christians. If you are a Christian, America's ruling elites see you as the enemy. We talked about that in detail. Then we talked about, will Trump run in 2024? You bet he will. Will he win? Of course he will. That's what Dick Morris is saying. That's the liberal guy that used to work for Clinton. Now he's supposedly a conservative pundit. There's speculation that Tucker Carlson might run for president. Howard Stern says he may run for president. Folks, this is getting to be insanity. The real question that I asked at the end of the hour, who would you want to run for president? Do we even have realistic candidates that we can possibly consider that would be legitimate, true blue, constitutional, carrying out oath of office type people? Is there anybody? So let's ask Dr. Bradley that. Then after the break, we'll dig into some of these incredible topics we've got on the scale today. Can you think of anybody that you would want to run for president that you could count on that would be true blue, Dr. Bradley?
You mean anybody that's immortal right now?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You look at the clown acts we got out there and the facades that are nibbling around the edges and acting like they're presidential timber. The job has become a job of lessers. Has been for many decades. That's been a agendized political kind of, let's go with the party agenda rather than the Constitution. You know, I guess if I sat and thought long enough, I might be able to come up with someone that nobody's ever heard of before. But basically, it's become a beauty contest, a billion-dollar beauty contest that, you know, we got entertainers and, I mean, if you can read a script card or a cue card.
No, you can't even read one of those. Now Barack is literally, they have notes in his scorecard on his teleprompter, and one of them says, read that line over. Instead of reading the line a second time to hammer home the point, he reads, read that line over.
Yeah. Yeah, like I say, clown acts that...
Oh, my goodness.
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head, and maybe given enough time. I mean, you've kind of popped a... interesting question to me, but really and truly, most things are media creations. Most of the people that are out there today are media creations that are playing off of some agendized, unconstitutional issue. I mean, they can make it an election issue for abortion. Well, go read the Constitution, kids. Tell me where that is. You make an agendized thing about same-sex marriage. Show me where the general government can be involved in marriage. You make an agendized issue about this universal health care or universal income or whatever.
Or this idea about contraception, for that matter.
Absolutely. By the way, we did, in recent Q&As, we covered a number of these things. We've got videos that are generally about 10 or 15 minutes long about each of these subjects. This same-sex marriage bill that passed the Congress with 47 Republicans voting with the Democrats, the Republicans broke ranks, if you will. And if you think the Republicans are going to save you, forget it, people. But the Democrats were of complete unified voting bloc, 47 Republicans, by the way, including all four of Utah's Republican congressmen, voted in favor of this thing.
Shame on all of them, folks.
Anyway, there's just so much that we could talk about. But no, I can't think of anybody.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think Dr. Scott Bradley could, well, he already ran as vice presidential candidate on the Constitution Party ticket, and good for him for that. But again, Americans have got to learn to embrace those who will stand true blue for the principles that made America great. We've got to have Americans get involved, people. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
If the COVID-19 shot is safe and effective, then why are 20% of healthcare workers refusing to get it? If the COVID-19 injection is safe and effective, then why is big tech silencing anyone who opposes it? If the COVID injection is safe and effective, then why is our federal government's reporting system recording over 14,000 deaths from the vaccine and an additional 650,000 plus serious adverse reactions? If the COVID shot is safe and effective, then why did Dr. Geert Vandenbosch, recognized as one of the world's chief vaccine experts, risk his entire career and his reputation to plead with the medical community to immediately halt all COVID-19 vaccinations, calling mass COVID vaccinations an uncontrollable monster? Doesn't sound very safe and effective. Maybe it's time to call a spade a spade. At no time in history have the people forcing others into compliance been the good guys.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
All right. Back with you live. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to know these days even what to focus on. There's just so much information, so much news. But I really think it's important to talk about these fusion centers with Dr. Scott Bradley. All right, what happens when fusion centers become weaponized? We've known about these fusion centers for quite a while, and we knew they were going to be a concern, but we didn't know how bad, how fast. And so they got created after the Republicans put a new government, whole new government program in place called Homeland Security right after the 9/11. Shame on the Republicans, but they put this together. Then Homeland Security doubled down in the Patriot Act and doubled down in all these different things, literally calling half of us terrorists. But then these fusion centers came. There's 80 fusion centers around the country. And these fusion centers all have their kind of regions, and they're basically designed to gather information on the local level, to disseminate it to the general government, to the given states, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're kind of clearinghouses of information. But now they have become flat-out weaponized. Mom that goes down to the school board is now a terrorist, says the Justice Department and the FBI. How do they know about this? How did this all transfer? How did this all happen? The fusion centers at the core of it. Well, now they're using the fusion centers to directly attack patriots like me and others, Dr. Bradley. Do you want to speak to this one?
Well, I don't know the specifics about attacks on you, but I'll go back to 2008. And you may recall that you and I were on, it's probably so far back in your memory banks, it'd be hard to do, but you and I were doing an interview much like this on the radio. And the issue of these fusion centers came up, and there was one in Missouri particularly that was kind of taking a front and center kind of position on this thing. People that had, bumper stickers in favor of the Second Amendment, in favor of pro-life, in favor of Ron Paul, in favor of Chuck Baldwin, those guys were being targeted as potential domestic terrorists. And you and I made a phone call to the head of this fusion center, if you might recall. We got stonewalled. We got hung up on. We made probably, 15 follow-on calls. They busied us out and would not take any of our calls. We were going to try and talk to them on air, live, and say, what's the dealie here? But these fusion centers have been around for a period of time. They seem to be growing legs, if you will, gaining traction. And the point of the matter is that they're a complete violation of separation of powers. And I know there's people that say anybody that brings the Nazis up in an argument first loses because, suddenly this everybody says, you can't talk about Nazis and the Nazis, that sets an extreme. Well, fact of the matter is this is very, very parallel to what happened in Nazi Germany when Hitler came to power in 1933. By the way, you brought up earlier the gold thing that FDR was doing. That was concurrent. Both Hitler and FDR were elected by a democratic process, if you will. And they both gained power legally through the system, and both of them seized power as they got into office. And there was steps that were taken, and one of which was FDR's seizing of all gold in the United States and the centralizing of power at the general government level, the redistribution of wealth. All of this stuff's happening again. You say, you can't bring up the Nazis. Well, if you can't learn from the historical disasters that have happened, how are you going to avoid them in the future? You'll be repeating them. Well, these fusion centers are simply a consolidation of power that violates separation of powers, this idea of the general government and then the state governments and the local governments. I'm not so sure we still do have, but historically there's been a great strength in this nation because of the multi-level later levels of separations of power, so there can't be a consolidation, an ultimate rolling together that becomes so all-inclusive it's overwhelming. And, of course, they're attempting to do this at the international level with the United Nations and some of those United Nations regional arrangements. But the point of the matter is right now, today, the feds have basically purchased the local government's police agencies through grants and largesse, basically, from MRAP vehicles, those mine-resistant, ambush-protected tank-like vehicles to where they buy body armor and pay for firearms and they, help pay for their operating expenses and so on and so forth. And truly, they are fusing together a kind of a monolithic power structure.
And, well, they disarm us. They arm themselves to the teeth as well.
The IRS agents, for example, what do they need their million rounds of firearm, high-power handgun ammunition, whatever, M16 rounds, whatever. I mean, it's just so bizarre. Now, the brown shirts and the Nazi era and everything, they got preeminence. They had a national police force called the Gestapo. It was brutal, and, of course, you watch all of the World War II movies and see that. And it became a nationalized perspective on enforcement of law. And the Founding Fathers so carefully separated that. And if we go back to St. George Tucker, I always introduce him as the preeminent constitutional scholar of the founding era. St. George Tucker wrote extensively about that, about how all enforcement power and even the power to make law and define punishments on anything that was outside the constitutional limits. Read the 10th Amendment again, people. You know, if we didn't give you the power, you don't have it. That's what the 10th Amendment tells the general government. And Tucker was so careful to point out that there are no authorities authorized within the United States Constitution for the general government to participate in the crimes not defined by the Constitution. And if you go carefully reread the Constitution, you'll find that they're very limited. You know, okay, counterfeit, okay, that's a problem. You know, this idea, the 45th...
Yeah, and the only group that's counterfeiting now is your government, primarily.
You got that right. I mean, they've legalized counterfeiting, and we could talk at length about fiat money. And by the way, all of this stuff plays into these things, the inflation rate. If you talk about it being, there's so many things to talk about. If you talk about the inflation rate being over 18%, there's a kind of a general rule of thumb. It's called the rule of 72. And you can talk about it on how long it takes money to double on an investment, or you can talk about it in terms of how long it takes for your money to lose half of its purchasing power. So using it in that context, if you divide the inflation rate into 72, that tells you how many years it will be before the your purchasing power has been cut in half. Do the quick math. If it's 18%, you divide that into 72, that's 4 years. Sam, somebody saves $1 million and retires and thinks, I'm going to be okay forever. Well, in 4 years, at 18% interest, that $1 million will be worth only what $500,000 would buy today. And you can
and
see
think
how
about
quickly,
that if you're a saver, ladies and gentlemen, or think about that if you have other investments that may not be prospering as great as the inflationary hidden tax is abusing you. Everybody is going backwards except for those who can create money out of thin air.
And the fact of the matter is they're creating money out of thin air, and they're talking about these minimum, you know, annual income kind of thing. Where do they get that money? Well, our total revenue stream for the whole United States, every source, is a little over $3.5 trillion. If you're spending $4 or $5 trillion every year, you're spending money you don't have. So you're borrowing money. And so if you continue to send out $1,000 paychecks to everybody that's affected by COVID, or $1 billion paychecks to states, you have what happens in causes and is largely, you know, the directing our inflation at this time. Maybe we've talked about this before, but the M1, M2, and M3 are Federal Reserve quotations of money supply. M1 is the most liquid supply. That's your cash in hand and checking accounts. M2 is CDs, a little bit less liquid and so on. M3 is even less liquid. M1, January of 2020, was just under $4 trillion. I think it's $3.93 trillion in the United States. 2 years later, January of 2022, just a few months ago, that had jumped to over $20 trillion. Our liquid money supply had grown by five times in 2 years. And we wonder why inflation is going wacko. And they say, it's greedy workers that want more money. No.
Don't worry. You bring this all up, though, ladies and gentlemen. And then you got to have the fusion centers involved. What happens when they become weaponized? I don't know if people know this, but did you know that there's a National Fusion Center Association? They claim helping protect America. I write not. If you don't believe me, NFCAUSA.org. NFCAUSA.org is where it's at. Let's get into this. We'll do it in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hey,
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two accused drug traffickers from Washington State busted with 150,000 fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show up in court Thursday morning after being released on California's new soft-on-crime cashless bail. After the no-show, the judge withdrew the prior $2 million bond and directed each be held without bond if they turn up on the system. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican candidate for New York governor, was attacked by a man who tried to stab him in Parenton, New York, Thursday afternoon. Parenton, New York is about a 15-minute drive southeast of Rochester. Zeldin's campaign said the attacker was taken into custody. Zeldin, an Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Congressman, continued his speech. USA Radio News.
To celebrate the launch of new Duracell with Power Boost ingredients, Duracell, America's number one trusted battery brand, has teamed up with Make-A-Wish this summer to power outdoor experiences for Wish kids across the country. And they've partnered with Bear Grylls to help them do it.
We've planned something special for a Make-A-Wish kid named Cameron, who's told them that his greatest wish is to go on an adventure together. And part of any great adventure is always going to be a great headlamp. Whether you're hiking at night, exploring caves, and make sure you got batteries that are powerful enough to do the job. The new Duracell Optimum with Power Boost ingredients are engineered for more, helping you to get the most out of the moments that matter, like spending more time in the great outdoors and making memories with your family.
For more info, check out Duracell.com/PowerBoost, where you can learn more about their partnership with Make-A-Wish this summer and how you can get involved too.
Federal prosecutors have announced the first insider trading case involving cryptocurrency. U.S. prosecutors in New York City said Thursday that a former product manager at Coinbase and two others have been charged with wire fraud. The Flint water crisis trial is wrapping up.
Jurors heard closing arguments in the only trial to arise thus far from the Flint water crisis, a dispute whether two engineering firms should be held partially responsible for the city's lead contamination in 2014 through 2015.
We have an aging infrastructure here in the city of Flint, like every place else almost throughout this country. Lead seeped into the water system. That was what happened as a result of not having corrosion control.
That was the mayor of Flint, Karen Weaver. Monday will be the first full day of jury deliberations in federal court in Michigan. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
If it ain't bad enough, ladies and gentlemen, now we're all drinking lead. Listen to the bottom of the hour. We're drinking lead and we're drinking fluoride in the water. And you kind of wonder why nobody cares about liberty these days, huh? Wow, what happens when fusion centers become weaponized? Yeah, there is what's called a National Fusion Center Association. National Fusion Center Association. This is a group that puts all the fusion centers together. I kid you not. NFCAUSA.org is where you go to learn more about it. It's disaster. But anyway, this guy wrote an article called Shoulder to Shoulder, CSPOA and the Oath Keepers, written by Chuck Tanner. And he's with a group called IREHR.org. And this group is supposedly a human rights education group, but what they're writing is the quintessential dossier on Sam Bushman, Sheriff Richard Mack, Stuart Rhodes, Ammon Bundy, a bunch of us. And they're dishonest in their narrative. They've got a lot of facts right because they listen to this radio program. They literally transcribe every word and have quotes. And so the quotes somewhat are accurate, although they're taken out of context in many cases. But the narrative is completely dishonest. And let me give you a quick kind of an idea. The article basically says, look, Richard Mack is tied at the hip with Stuart Rhodes. And they're both, you know, destroying the country. Look, Stuart Rhodes is already indicted right now and in jail for the January 6th scandal. Well, if you listen to last hour when we talked to Josh Phillip, investigative reporter for The Epoch Times, and the incredible documentary they have coming out, What Really Happened on January the 6th, this today, you can watch it for free at theepictimes.com. They highlight that the Oath Keepers aren't guilty like they claim. It's a dishonest narrative. The narrative of them going up the stairs in stacked formation makes it sound like they're breaching the Capitol. The truth is they were led by a police officer in because they were asked for help, and they came out just later bringing about 12 police officers to safety. So the narrative is dishonest. Were there bad actors? Absolutely. But the people being held responsible are the good guys as they create literally entrapment. And the bad guys, Ray Epps and about 100 others, many of them unnamed, unknown, are the bad actors. The question is, who done it? And we don't have answers on all of it, but we certainly know what happened. They literally betrayed Trump. They literally created an insurrection at the Capitol. But all the people being prosecuted for this, with rare exception, are not even guilty at all of anything. And they know it. Well, the National Fusion Center, folks, might be a great part for all this. Anyway, I digress, except to say, so Richard Mack and Stuart Rhodes are tied to the hip because Richard was at one point on their board. That was years ago. Now the two organizations have gone different directions to a great degree. Nevertheless, I back Stuart Rhodes and say, look, he's innocent until proven guilty, folks, first of all. Secondly, you know what? I want to see evidence of his wrongdoing. They don't have it. But to make a long story short, though, then they say, how do we know that Richard and Stuart are tied at the hip? Well, Sam Bushman, the vice president of operations of the CSPOA, just had Stuart Rhodes on his radio program the other day. Kind of a thing. So therefore, see how they're tied to the hip even still. Folks, look, I am the vice president of operations of the CSPOA. That's true. But just because I have a radio talk show and I have a guest on Stuart Rhodes, that doesn't mean we're tied together. It just means I have all kinds of guests on the radio show. That's separate from my VP of operations. Okay, but the narrative. So then they talk about Richard Mack. They talk about Stuart Rhodes. They talk about Ammon Bundy. They talk about Michael Prutka. They talk about all these people. And then the inference is that, look, Sam Bushman is ground zero. Sam Bushman really is the quarterback that kind of throws the ball to all these characters. Sam Bushman is kind of the guy that really controls everybody and puts everybody together. And not only that, Sam Bushman receives funding from the Mormon Church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He gets money from them. And by the way, there's a Mormon agenda to take over the West, led by the church, in secret, by Sam Bushman, who directs all these people. That's the narrative that they're loosely putting together. It's absolutely 100% bogus. First off, I have never received a single penny, not one, do I dare say red cent, or is that racist? Anyway, one red cent I've never received from the church. All I run is their public service announcements that they send out to all media. And if you want to run it, you do, and if you don't want to, you don't. And I choose to run it because I like a lot of the promotion of God, family, and country. And I believe a lot of their public service announcements are funny and cute, and they really drive home family values points. Family, isn't it about time and the like? And so I run them. At my own expense, but the church has never paid me a penny, and there's no association between me and the church on any topic, except for that I'm a member of the church. But I don't speak for them. I don't write for them. My media outlet has nothing to do with them. So this is an absolute lie, all of it. And the idea that I direct Ammon Bundy or Richard Mack or Stuart Rhodes or any of these people, or that I'm ground zero for the great coordinative effort to create an insurrection to take down the democracy and all this, it's absolutely a psychotic lie. But here's the problem, Dr. Bradley, and now I'll turn it over to you. This is all being fed to the Fusion Center, sir. How do I know? Well, this goofball that nobody knows, this Chuck Tanner guy, writes this insane article. But then the Reuters News Service attended our press conference a few days ago. They write a big old takeout article on Richard Mack and through the vote and all these people. They don't mention my name in that article. But what they do is they put a link to this guy's article in their article. And so now we see this stuff really being fed to the Fusion Center and then coming back out of the Fusion Center to the media. Folks, this is insanity what's happening. And we're connecting more and more and more of the dots. They have weaponized Fusion Centers. And they have weaponized the National Fusion Center Association, which is not government at all. This is getting scary rapidly, Dr. Bradley.
Any strings to pull on, as I always say. You're a pretty powerful guy, Sam, it sounds like. I'm honored to be able to even have a moment's attention of yours.
But, I'm so powerful, but they say that I'm just tiny, that I'm nobody. Then why are they attacking me like this if I don't even matter? They can't have it both ways, folks.
Hit birds flutter, and if you're on target, you're getting flack. All those kind of things, all of those kind of things play out. It's interesting to me how their guilt by association stuff goes on, and the foregone conclusions that they're drawing. The press, generally speaking, is incestuous, and that's a general term that I guess we could explain further. They feed off of each other. Their creativity is nearly zero. And so if somebody puts something out and they basically play off of it in a way that gives more traction and credibility to a lot of the things that really should deserve no traction whatsoever. It's interesting, there these groups that are out there, I mean, whether it's the Southern Poverty Law guys that have slandered you and Mac and others before, and these guys that are here, they really are noise that are out there that have a much bigger footprint than they deserve because they are so radicalized themselves. I mean, it's kind of like giving Antifa or Black Lives Matter front and center stage on every major newspaper. Well, wait a minute, we've done that lately, haven't we? Anyway, they give these guys front and center on the newspapers, and suddenly they're this big movement that's going to, you know, perform all sorts of miraculous things in the transformation of the nation, where the real people, the regular people, the people that are, you know, they want to keep this nation the greatest, freest, strongest, most happy, most prosperous nation it ever was and ever has been on the earth, and they want to preserve that. And so a lot of times these people get attention that they don't deserve, and they feed on each other and they magnify each other, and they're really nothing. They're noise. And it's funny, you look at some of these places like this group, the Institute for Research and Education on Human Rights, for example. They're strong ties to the NAACP. The NAACP has always been a Marxist organization. And it's like, okay, all right, so now we start to see some of these things. As you tie them together, you find that there's they're feeding each other, and they're kind of making each other look bigger than they are. And they get the bought and paid for media people to play off of them. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy in so many ways. I don't know. I guess you can count it amazing that you have some enemies that you can say, well, I must be on target. I'm going the right direction. But yeah, it's being used the wrong way.
Honesty is the issue, though, ladies and gentlemen. And I haven't received a penny from the Mormon Church, first of all. Secondly, I don't control Ammon Bundy or Richard Mack or Stuart Rhodes. These people lead large organizations. The whole point of Liberty Roundtable is not just to hear Sam babble. It's to hear from all kinds of organizations. The Epic Times, the John Birch Society, Campaign for Liberty, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, Oath Keepers. My goal as Liberty Roundtable is to bring all these Liberty organizations to the table. But that doesn't mean that I call the shots or that I control these people or that we have united marching orders. I don't even agree with everything everybody says. But I give them the chance to say it because they have their right to free speech and everything else. But I just find it fascinating how they really want to put together this narrative. It's not based in fact, though. There is no goal to down democracy. First off, we don't have a democracy, folks. We have a constitutional republic. If you don't believe me, we have a republic, try to pledge the allegiance and see what comes out of your mouth. And the word democracy is not even there. So I'm not trying to take down any government. I am trying to, though, direct government to its proper constitutional role based on the rule of law. That absolutely is what I'm trying to do. And our goal is to promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property and realize we're all God's children and we ought to act like it. I'll say guilty as charged to that. We'll come back and talk about this more, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. a message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Anyway, I don't want this show to be about me, folks. I'm just telling you that this is the dishonesty that they're putting and feeding to the fusion centers. The problem with all this, folks, is the dishonesty. And right now, it might be Sam Bushman, but tomorrow it'll be you. Okay? They're going after the Christians. And you think you can avoid it? You can just say, oh, Sam's a whack. Sam's goofy. Sam's a conspiracy theorist. But later it'll be you, folks. And if we learn anything from the Nazi era, eventually it will be you. If you let them come for me, eventually it'll be you. What we need is funding, though, folks, because we're really gaining ground and they know it. Election integrity is a critical issue. Michael Perucca, who just won his primary for attorney general in the great state of Maryland, literally says openly, look, election integrity is critical, and that will be one of the key points of my administration if I become the attorney general. He also says, hey, these abuses over COVID, we're not going to tolerate them if I become the attorney general. Okay, we're making ground in our election fraud conference, highlighting this, working to get to the bottom of it with all 3,000-plus sheriffs in America. Critical. The mainstream press losing credibility by the second. They claim there's nothing to election fraud. Well, then how can we have arrests? Well, there's nothing to election fraud. How do you make that claim when there's 4-plus sheriff investigations underway right now? You can't claim there's nothing to it when an investigation is underway. You have to wait till the investigation is complete to determine that, don't you? But see, the mainstream press lies. The issue is honesty, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before the end of the hour, we got a couple of other topics to get to, too. I'm just trying to highlight these. Biden is now unconstitutionally, blatantly, publicly announcing and acting to bypass Congress to fight what he calls, quote, climate emergency. He ought to be impeached over this, literally, and arrested for his criminal activity. Where does he get the authority to blatantly just say, I'm going to bypass Congress? That's a blatant violation, Dr. Bradley.
You know, there's so many things that we can talk about. This is just one of dozens that are should be at the top of the list, but you know, it's the problem we've got is that we think we elect a monarch, and the monarch has unlimited power to do whatever. And this is over many decades is what's rolled around. The Constitution is very specific about who has the authority to make law. That law can only be made within the limits and bounds defined within the Constitution. And for anybody, and which is a very large group nowadays, to think that a president, by fiat, by executive order, by monarchical rule, can do this or that or the other is plain, flat-out lie. And that's where Biden is coming from right now. But no, he didn't invent this. Donald Trump declared an emergency for this COVID thing and seized some of the industry of the United States. I mean, come on, people. We can't, it doesn't matter what party or who you think is a spiffy leader right now, they cannot do this. It's like Jefferson wrote, let no more be said of confidence in man, but bind him down from mischief with the chains of the Constitution. There is no constitutional authority whatsoever to do the things that they claim to do. And so here we accept this idea that, oh, it's an emergency, a Nazi Germany has come into our country, and we've got to suspend all rule of law and the Constitution and all this kind of stuff. They did it in Utah completely, unequivocally. There was no bounds to it. The executive was creating law right, left. It's happened all across this country. And so what we do is we slowly erode this to the point that people believe, well, we've got an environmental problem, a climate change, a heat wave, whatever you want to call it. Oh, no, we've also got a gun emergency. Well, let's declare an emergency and let's seize guns or assault weapons or whatever. The Congress is approaching an assault weapons ban. And maybe the first one since 1994 when Biden was helping that happen. And the fact of the matter was it was unconstitutional then. It's unconstitutional now. Even if Congress created it in 1994, it was unconstitutional because the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And so, but we take these steps, and if we put them together in a kind of a collective snowball, it's an avalanche. It becomes everything that they're claiming to be able to do because of the right of office. There is no right of office for anybody to do any of the things that they're talking about doing right now, whether it's fusion centers that are going to abrogate the separation of powers, or whether it's a climate change thing, or it's a gun thing, or it's a disease thing, or whatever it is, they are out of bounds. And we've got to bind them down from mischief by the change of the Constitution. See, Sam, I look at the rhetoric, the drool that's put out by these people that we've been just talking about, some of these articles they've written. And they say, oh, these guys are anti-government. No. There's no anti-government movement. It's anti-tyranny, where those in power are seizing power that was never delegated. The right of the people to consent to how they're governed is completely abrogated. We said, okay, we'll be governed by a constitution that keeps these people that create law within these bounds. These people that enforce law are kept within those bounds. We're pro-government in the sense that it has been established, it's been defined, it's been accepted, and the consent of the people has been obtained. And we want to retain that as we go forward, not these broad-brush, sweeping, tyrannical things that we've just been talking about, and I don't need to rename them, but there's dozens more beyond that.
And they know this. They know this, Dr. Bradley, but if they call you a racist, if they call you anti-government, they believe that it'll be checkmate. You'll shut up and go away, and they'll control the narrative. We're pushing back, and that's not going to happen anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Biden tests positive for COVID-19. Now, listen to the interesting thing about this. Number one, he was double vaxxed. Number two, he was double boosted, and he still got the COVID. Now, listen to this. They want to contact trace you and I. Whenever we get COVID, they want to run it to ground and find out where it came from and all that stuff. But here's the headline. Not only did Biden test positive for COVID-19, now the White House claims doesn't matter where Biden got COVID. Just doesn't matter, doctor.
Well, here's the deal. The facade of the spin on this. I watched the press conference yesterday they had about it. What a Pollyanna, happy-go-lucky, oh, we're so fortunate he's been double vaxxed and double boosted. What? Are you telling me that it's totally ineffective to stopping it? Yeah, that's exactly what they're telling me. And now he's on Paxlovid, too, and we get, you have to roll this Fauci guy into the middle of it. Fauci got it, I think it was last month, and he went for the Paxlovid. Paxlovid really is a knockoff of what ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine have been proven to do all over the world, but they can't be patented and you can't make
big
bucks.
Yeah, it's just patented, though, and now they're going to charge a ton of money for it, so it's okay to use now.
Here's the Paxlovid thing. The Paxlovid thing is $530 per dosage. I mean, if you get a regimen of that. The U.S. government paid $5.3 billion for this stuff. You can get Paxlovid. But the problem is, when Fauci took it, and he was, doing this regimen for his COVID bout, it came back with a vengeance. It kicked him in the butt harder than he was kicked before. And so now here we have is a brand-new, high-cost, patentable medicine that doesn't work, apparently, that, I mean, based on what we see with some of the experiences people are having, that we spent billions of dollars on as a U.S. taxpayer. And so we're so fortunate that Biden was double vaxxed and double boosted, and now he's on Paxlovid. Oh, it's just kumbaya. Everybody's happy. The spin they're putting on this thing is absurd. And I think that there needs to be some solid investigation done as maybe, just maybe, some of these new variants like BA5, maybe they're an outgrowth of what came through because of the vaccine.
It's a big old shame. The truth is coming out, ladies and gentlemen. They won't be able to cover it up forever. Now, on the election fraud discussion, just really quick before the end of the hour, and I know I'm a little bit all over the map, but hopefully all these topics will be addressed. You know, hopefully you can kind of get a handle on some of these topics here. There's so many of them. Biden admin now sues Arizona. So Joe Biden's administration sues Arizona over law requiring proof of citizenship to vote. Yeah, in federal elections. They claim that the Justice Department contends that this Arizona's HB 2000 or 2492 violates the National Voter Registration Act and the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Fox News with this piece. So bottom line is, look, we've claimed that illegals are voting. Not only do they say, so, we say, well, that's illegal. They say, no, it's not. It's fine. And so Arizona's trying to stop illegals from voting. And now the Biden administration literally sues Arizona, saying, you can't stop illegals from voting. What are you thinking? And then illegals voting, that would be illegal. And then we say there's election fraud. And they say, without evidence, folks, we're not even on the same page for discussions. Unless we can get on the same page where truth is truth and a lie is a lie and facts are facts, I'm telling you right now, it's going to disintegrate this country into a revolution. I don't want that. I don't want a civil war in America, but I'm telling you, when you're that blatant that illegals can vote and you're going to sue a state to force illegals to be able to vote, what have we come to, Dr. Bradley?
Well, that's the whole basis of this. It's Marxist in its origins, and you create that conflict-based society, you know, white against black, black against white, religion against unreligion, the men against women, management against, you know, labor, whatever. And you get enough of this where the definition of terms, you can't even define women or men, or you can't define what a lie is or what truth is. I mean, everything, you're anti-government because you want to preserve the government. I mean, holy cow. And they think that by creating all of this conflict, and this has been the way the Marxists have always done it. It's worked for them time after time from the, you know, the French Revolution forward, that you get this confusion, this conflict, and out of that comes the new order, which is intended to be communism. That's where they're intending to take this nation. And so half the nation hates the other half, and we can't figure out why. Well, it's because it's done by plan. And what we need to do is we need to re-embrace the founding principles this nation was established on. They're clearly defined. They're enunciated in plain English. We can know the meanings of those English words if we'll just take the time to study them. And Americans need to realize that those of us that want to prevent tyranny are not anti-government. We're pro-government in terms of being able to restore the foundation that made us this great and wonderful free nation that ultimately and finally is going to be destroyed if we continue to ignore history and the lessons of history. So we got to go back, look at our back trail, and find our way back home. That's all it comes down to. It's pretty simple.
Ladies and gentlemen, it starts by getting on your knees and praying to Almighty God for protection, for safety, for repentance, for solutions. And then it's time to put our trust in God Almighty and have faith and turn faith into an action word after you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And the way you turn faith into an action word is you get up and go to work to preserve the greatest country on the face of the earth and to become a light on a hill again and to invoke the promise God made in the Bible to all of us. If we repent and turn to Him, He will heal our land and protect us. It's time to pray hard and then get up and go to work and make our faith whole by our action, ladies and gentlemen. And that is the great hope for the greatest country on the face of the earth. That is the hope for us to carry out and support and promote the proper role of limited constitutional republic government that our founding fathers gave everything for. We must do the same. For Dr. Scott Bradley, FreedomsRisingSun.com, and Sam Bushman, LibertyRoundtable.com, syndicated by LovingLiberty.net and Brighteon Radio, God bless all of you. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.